It's the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with MSO News Sports, and here he is, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
Andy, Sox on a bit of a skid here, if you will, but we'll wrap up their so far tough series with the Astros this afternoon.
Oh, you know I'm happiest, Bill, when the Red Sox go through these problems. That's when I'm at my best. And now they're putting me right where I want to be in a three-game losing streak. Thank you very much. After losing to the Astros last night in Houston 2-1, Nick Pivetta takes his first loss as a member of the Red Sox. He allowed 2 runs, struck out 9 over 6 innings, pitched well, but the bats have gone silent the last few days here. Sox now 32-23 on the season, second place in the AL East, 2 games behind the Rays. You can start focusing on the wild card at this point, Bill. The Red Sox will not regain first place the rest of the season. Mark it down right now. Sox wrapping up this 4-game series with the Astros this afternoon at 2:10. Martin Perez will be on the mound. Then the Red Sox head to the Bronx for a weekend series with the Yankees. So things do not get any easier once they leave Houston. Again, you have the tough weekend series in New York. They come home for a game on Monday against the Marlins, a makeup of Arena. But then the Astros come to town, and the Blue Jays as well, then the Braves. It's going to be a rough few weeks to get June underway, and it's really going to tell the story of your 2021 Red Sox.
Well, the Prince of Negativity has returned here, Andy Carboni, but you warned us about this in last week's podcast for sure.
I certainly did, and you have to you have to be prepared for these things. You got to put away the pink hats and the rose-colored glasses, because you know what happens when the Red Sox start playing this way.
You got it. Yeah, all right. And it's so in New York this weekend, but take us back. What were the notes from this past week, if you will, with the team?
Well, since last we talked on Friday, the Red Sox beat the Marlins 5-2. The game was rained short in 6 innings because of rain at Fenway. Alex Verdugo broke a 2-all tie with a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 5th, just as that game became official. Then on Saturday, the Red Sox beat the Marlins 3-1. It was the first time in 20 months that a full-capacity crowd was allowed into Fenway. So the place was rocking and rolling, and that's pretty much the last time there's any rocking and rolling going on with the Red Sox. Sunday rained out with the Marlins, so that game, as I mentioned, is going to be made up this coming Monday, June the 7th, the 5-10 first pitch at Fenway. So then the Sox headed to Houston, where on Monday they were blown out by the Astros 11-2. Eduardo Rodriguez lost his 4th straight start, allowed 6 runs, 7 hits over 4 2/3 innings work. Then on Tuesday night, Astros beat the Sox 5-1. Red Sox just had 5 hits in the game. Garrett Richards fell to 4-4, but pitched well, allowed just 2 runs over 6 innings. So it's really the Astros pitching that has really kept the Red Sox at bay in the series so far. So we'll have to see if they can rebound and maybe get a win today, or at least score some runs.
Yeah, of course, when they go head-to-head with the Yankees, every win, they move further down those Yankees do when the Sox beat them.
Well, hopefully that's the case this weekend, Bill, but I would not bet my last penny on it. And the Yankees, Yankees have been struggling this year. They've, especially in the last week or so, but they've now won a couple in a row, so they're just getting themselves ready and primed up for the Red Sox to come into town.
No, I agree. I understand. All right. Red Sox player notes. What do you have for us?
Well, recently the Sox sent outfielder Franchi Cordero down to AAA Worcester, and they recalled pitcher Colton Brewer. Former Sox closer Brandon Workman has opted out of his contract with the Woo Sox. Sox have another day to decide to promote him to the majors, or he will become a free agent.
Mm-hmm. And other team news away from Worcester?
Well, Sox president Sam Kennedy says the team has retained 85% to 90% of season ticket holders during the pandemic. Thought that was a very interesting stat. I think it might be a little inflated, but I guess we have to listen, say what hear what Kennedy says, and go with it. But that was a surprising nugget that many season ticket holders have let the Red Sox keep their money and keep their season ticket plans. What's been going on over the last year and a half or so?
Yeah, I think the drop in retaining season ticket holders didn't have anything to do with the pandemic. It had to do with last year's team, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, they want to sugarcoat it as best they can. Well, like I said, it's not the product. It's because of the pandemic. But, I think real Red Sox fans know better.
Yeah, I imagine, Andy, you would know this maybe, what the normal retention rate would be pretty high. But even 90% is pretty high, I suppose. But maybe not for the Red Sox, yeah.
Yeah, well, they definitely had a good run for quite a while. So maybe back in, back in the day, 5-10 years ago, what have you, would be that amount. But I certainly don't think that's the case now.
I know last time we talked about Rafael Devers, and he continues to do well, but what do you have for us?
Well, kind of an interesting little statistic I came across recently. In the first 439 games of Rafael's career, he has a career average of .279 with 88 home runs. Let's compare that to the first 439 games from Tony Conigliaro. Conigliaro batted .276 with 90 home runs, so they're pretty much neck and neck over the first portion of their careers. So this shows you what a special player Rafael Devers is, because Tony C. certainly was before obviously getting hit in the face back in 1967.
Yeah, absolutely, in August of 1967. So if we go somewhere in between 1967 and 2021, that lands us with Nesson's plus feature game tonight.
Yes, it's Red Sox on this day. First pitch, 9 o'clock tonight. You can guarantee you're going to see a win. The game from 1995, Red Sox beat the Mariners 10-8 at Fenway. Mike Greenwell led the way. He went 3-for-5 with a triple, a home run, and 3 runs batted in.
Yeah, no matter what on Nesson, the Red Sox do win today, but maybe not until 11 p.m. instead of 5 p.m.
It'll be in a two-hour segment, nice, wrapped up tightly, and just before 11 o'clock, you can see them shake hands at the end of the day.
You got it. All right. Around Major League Baseball, what are some of the highlights going on away from Boston?
Well, yesterday was the inaugural Lou Gehrig Day in Major League Baseball to raise awareness for ALS. Gehrig passed away from ALS back on June the 2nd. Of 1941. All players had special patches on their hats and uniforms, and obviously this will be something that will be going forward in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. They have other days like that.
Other notes?
Well, Twins third baseman Josh Donaldson scored the 2,000,000th run in Major League Baseball history this past Saturday. You might remember this, Bill. Back in 1975, Bob Watson of the Astros scored the 1,000,000th run in history.
You know, I don't remember. I do remember Bob Watson, good ball player. I don't remember him scoring the 1,000,000th run in baseball. No.
All right. Well, I gave you a little too much credit on that one.
You absolutely did. Any credit coming my way would probably be giving me too much credit for sure. Yeah.
Well, that was a big moment back in the day. I know there was he received a Rolex watch. Or maybe a Seiko watch, I think it was. From what I've read, he also, Bob Watson, received 1,000,000 Tootsie Rolls for scoring the 1,000,000th run. So there were some promotions around that feat back in 1975, but Josh Donaldson got a pat on the back, and the Twins actually dug up home plate on Sunday and presented it to Donaldson. So he didn't get the watch, he didn't get the Tootsie Rolls, but again, another footnote in Major League Baseball history.
I'll remember this forever, this one, yeah.
Quiz next week.
You got it.
Angels pitcher and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani got stuck in traffic last Thursday. Ohtani was on the team bus heading to Oakland. He was going to be the starting pitcher that night, but there was an accident on the Bay Bridge. So the bus turned around. The team ended up taking the subway to Oakland, but there were delays there as well. So as a result, Ohtani did not have enough time to prepare for his start on the mound. So he was still in the starting lineup, though, as the designated hitter.
Really? Nice. Now that's something to remember. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I guess traffic affects everybody.
Absolutely. No, that's strange. Okay. And finally, I guess you have one more note for us, right?
Yeah, a couple more notes. Not exactly things to smile and get excited about. Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna has been released on $20,000 bond on charges of aggravated assault by strangulation and battery against his wife. The charge is a felony with a minimum of 1 year in prison, maximum of 20. Ozuna was actually been placed on the injured list a few days prior to this as he dislocated two fingers sliding into third base at Fenway Park during the Sox-Braves series. So I don't think we'll be seeing Marcell Ozuna in a Major League uniform anytime soon. And then Mickey Callaway has been fired by the Los Angeles Angels as their pitching coach. After being placed on Major League Baseball's ineligible list, Callaway will be banned through the end of the 2022 season following the league's investigation into alleged sexual misconduct. The incidents occurred while he was the pitching coach of the Indians and then manager for the Mets.
All right. Yeah, those aren't a lot. A lot of these stories, Andy, that you end with are sometimes fun, but not these two. Not at all. Not
We end on a down note, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a losing streak. We're going to end on a down note altogether.
All right, Andy. So if there was one good thing this past week with the Red Sox, what would it be?
Oof. They're hitting me. I guess the starting pitching has still been decent for the most part. I guess that's something to hang your hat on, and the bullpen's been decent. I mean, other than Eduardo Rodriguez's hiccup on Monday in Houston, I guess that's a positive. Still getting solid outings from Garrett Richards and in Nick Pivetta and others, so that's a good thing. The bats overall have been pretty quiet at this point, so hopefully they can rebound and get going and, you know, maybe pick up a couple wins in New York and prove me wrong, and I'll be feeling happy and giddy when we talk next week. We'll see.
Well, there'll definitely be fireworks in New York. Oh, wait a minute. This is June 4th coming up, not July 4th. Oh, never mind. I forgot. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.